It's Friday, July 26th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Mitch McConnell shuts down a trio of election security bills ahead of 2020 as a new Senate report confirms Russia's hacking campaign targeted all 50 states in 2016. Meanwhile, pressure builds on Nancy Pelosi as the vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus calls for opening an impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump. And lastly, Maine Senator Susan Collins might back out of the 2020 election as her approval rating plummets. So disappointing.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Russian hackers probed election systems in all 50 states, a new Senate report confirmed Thursday. The report comes just one day after former special counsel Robert Mueller told Congress that the Russian government is working to meddle in U.S. elections as we sit here. Hours before the report was released, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Grim Reaper himself, shut down three House-passed election security bills. McConnell claimed Democrats were trying to give themselves, quote, a political benefit, like democracy. Representative Catherine Clark, the sixth-ranking House Democrat on Thursday, called for impeachment proceedings to begin against President Donald Trump. Clark, vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus, is now the highest-ranking House Democrat in favor of impeachment to date. Clark said in her statement, an impeachment inquiry is a process, not an outcome, but I fear there is no amount of wrongdoing that we could uncover that would convince Senate Republicans to hold the president accountable. Good thing to point out, and should put a little pressure on the Republicans if impeachment actually happens. The Massachusetts Democrats' position in leadership places pressure on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, too. She, of course, has so far resisted calls from the roughly 100 Democratic lawmakers and independent representatives to begin an impeachment probe.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Senator Susan Collins, whose popularity in Maine continues to erode, says she's not decided whether to run for re-election in 2020, suggesting dark money groups have hurt her chances. The dark money excuse is a particularly hilarious one, since the Republican has not only benefited from it. One such group ran TV and digital ads praising her after she voted to put Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. She's also consistently opposed any bills that propose to ban the practice. Collins' approval rating, once as high as 78% back in 2015, has dropped to 45%, making her the second least popular senator after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
In the New York Times, Senate Intelligence Committee concluded Thursday that the election system in all 50 states were targeted by Russia in 2016 and largely undetected by the states and federal officials at the time. ProPublica reports three University of Mississippi students face a possible civil rights investigation after posing with guns in front of the Emmett Till Memorial. CBS News reports Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate, Mark Kelly, ripped an initiative to make Tucson, Arizona, a sanctuary city, saying that he will not vote for the measure. In The Hill, Oregon's governor has signed into law a bill that eliminates waiting periods for assisted suicide medications for patients with short life expectancies. In The Washington Post, automakers from three continents have struck a deal with California to increase gas mileage standards for their U.S. fleets over the next 6 years, an agreement that could undercut one of the Trump administration's most ambitious retrograde climate policies. And lastly, CNN announced that the network will hold a climate change town hall for Democratic 2020 presidential candidates, a move that comes after months of mounting pressure from the Democratic hopefuls and progressive organizations.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy.
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.